Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with my co-host, Carlinia Springer. Welcome to the show, Carlinia.
Thank you, Cornelia. Great to be here.
It's awesome, the topic that we're going to talk about. I really want to dive right in. This is a segment that you're bringing to us, and you titled it Change Your Story, Change Your Outcome. Are you struggling with a lack of focus, no clear vision, constantly changing priorities, feeling overwhelmed, a lack of support or consistent cash flow? Do you know that you're here for a greater purpose, but you feel blocked and you don't know where to turn? Do you want to feel liberated? Feel free to just be yourself. Experience your value and be acknowledged and well compensated for your contribution. Tune in and listen as we share how changing your story is a powerful catalyst for changing your outcome. I'm so grateful to you for bringing this out right now, because so many people are in this state of feeling that overwhelm. And there isn't a greater conversation that we can have right now than to anchor in this new story that we're creating. So thank you so much for bringing this on, Carlinia. I want to be able to tell the listeners a little bit more about you and what it is that you do, because you and I both are, we're in an expansive phase in our lives, and we're both on a new publicity media platform where we're getting ready to get featured on local television stations so that we can support others with our message. But let's tell the audience a little bit about you and about what it is that you do.
Okay, so I am the founder of Destiny Embraced and the Sacred Spaces Movement. I'm a spiritual life coach. And I have to say that back in 2000, when I first went to school for spiritual life coaching, I had a tremendous amount of information and very little integration. And I have experienced a lot of pain in my life. And I wasn't interested in helping anyone until I could at least help myself. And so my journey it's been a long and trying journey. And when you're on a path of transformation, and you know that you're here for a greater purpose, that path is never easy. It's a path that really takes a tremendous amount of courage, because things happen that would cause you to want to shut down. So many times, Cornelia, I know, you know, we've spoken a little bit about what you went through, and, you know, oftentimes we get taken to that place where it's a breaking point. And we have a decision to make. And sometimes we're in this place where we're feeling stuck and helpless and don't know where to turn or what to do. And I found myself in that place several times along this journey. More recently, I would say I experienced probably the most profound space of helplessness and fear. And what I can remember standing in front of my mirror one day and just talking to myself and saying, you know what? It doesn't matter what happens. I'm taking a stand for my life. If I lose everything, I'm taking a stand for my life, because I can't do this anymore. Fear had me shrinking, had me hiding, had me afraid to be me. And oftentimes, you know, we're running into walls and we don't know what it is to embrace ourselves. So my company is called Destiny Embraced. It's because I recognize that within each one of us, there is a purpose. And when we embrace our journey, when we embrace that purpose, then life opens up for us in unimaginable ways. So I created the Sacred Spaces movement because after what I came through, I literally went into 6 months of silence and I said, God, if you don't, I'm not moving until you move me, until you show me something more, something different. And so I'm standing here today able to talk to you because something shifted, but I know I had to get to a place where I made a decision. The Sacred Spaces movement is a place of healing for people of African descent. And although anybody can benefit from it, I know that's something that's near and dear to my heart. So it's a place where I'm calling for people to come forward because we're in so much pain. And there is something that actually can be done about that pain. When I hear that in the African-American community, people of African descent in this country, children ages 5 to 12 are committing suicide at a very high rate, something is wrong. I don't know what would cause a 5-year-old baby to even know how to take its life, much less want to take its life. And our children are dealing with bullying and just the conditions that the majority of my people live in this country. I felt that there was something that I could do to help the healing process. And that's why I started this movement. And so I'll just say, I know this is supposed to be about me, but I'll just say that if you know that God has put something in your heart to make somebody else's life better, then this is a time to act on it. When we see people losing their jobs, there's so much fear around money and not having money. And I went through that. It's a tremendous amount of fear because it's a fear of survival. So Cornelia, I will stop here because I could just keep on, but I'll stop here and turn it back over to you.
Wow. That's so powerful. Everything that you said, I want to touch on so many things, you know, that you talked about. But first, I want to say, you know, what would make a 5-year-old child want to commit suicide? It reminded me of when I was a 5-year-old child, when I wanted to commit suicide. And I remember the feeling, you know, as children, we're so sensitive and we're so open and vulnerable to our surroundings. And so what would make a 5-year-old child want to commit suicide is because the child is overwhelmed. The child is overwhelmed simply because the parents or the lack of parents, the child is picking up the emotional core wounding from the parents or from one parent, or from lack of parents, or from being in a foster home. And so that child is just overwhelmed and is not getting their emotional needs met. The child is not getting its emotional needs met because the child is picking up all these other emotional wounds. It's not even able to be a child, right? That's why I'm feeling
like this.
You're not able to be a child. You're not getting your needs met. You're not getting your basics taken care of, your food, your shelter. You've got, what was I talking? I was talking yesterday to a teacher. She's getting ready to go to Louisiana. She volunteers there. She goes there and it helps the inner city kids. And she goes, the kids there are so different than the kids here in Anacortes, Washington, where she teaches regularly. And she says, it's so different there because she goes, their happiness is like, oh, I'm so glad that my grandma is happy. Well, why is your grandma happy? Well, mom stopped smoking crack.
Wow.
Or we can actually pay the rent this month. Or, yeah. You know, these kinds of conversations is what a little second or third grader in school is saying to the teacher. It's a different story than what the second or third grade student is saying here to her in this class. So it's interesting when we're talking about, you know, because Carlinia, the pain that you and I have transcended, and the reason that you and I are doing what it is that we're doing is because we were those children. We were those children and we felt that pain. And we know that this is the pain that we've had to overcome in our own lives and in our own ancestral lineage. And part of the reason for coming out and talking about our journey so courageously, because it takes a lot of courage to put yourself out there and talk about these things openly, because you don't know what people are going to do. And even some of the members in your family may not agree with you
Right. Coming
public, right?
Yes, right, exactly.
You know, that also is another thing. But really, you know, we heal through stories. And what we're doing here is we want to share with you. I just got the chills. And I got on a turtleneck sweater. That is just amazing. What we want to share with you is that you're not alone, and that whatever it is that you're going through right now is you're releasing this old story, right? Because your words today, Carlinia, has changed your story, changed your outcome. You're releasing your old story from the past and letting go of the old world, the old conditioning, the old pain, the poverty consciousness, so that you can move into right relationship with the truth of who you are. And the truth of who you are is an amazing being, a creator, empowered creator, an abundant universe within yourself. It's so grand, actually, who you are, that to really embrace and take in that much truth, it takes work. And that's what we're here to do. And so I love the fact that, you know, you said it. You said that it's the work that you do is for African descent, and that really, but anybody can benefit from it.
Yes, anybody can benefit from it.
Anybody can benefit from it, whether it's an African or a Latino or you know, because it's we're talking about the message. But I do love that you are focusing on the African community, because there, you know, there is a lot of work that needs to be done there. And so I'm grateful that you're doing that work in the African community, and you're bringing that higher consciousness, that truth, that higher wisdom, and the metaphysical, the spiritual, right? Because really, again, getting the chills, the metaphysical. Meta means matter, mother. Bringing the mother into the physical reality, into the truth. So what made you want to talk about this piece today? You know, the feeling afraid that you don't have enough money, the inconsistent cash flow, all of the things that you were writing up in the show notes.
Well, you know, actually last Sunday night, I did a masterclass. It was supposed to be 2 hours. It ended up being 2.5 hours. And it's funny how people align, right, with where they need to be or think they should be, because there were people that I thought would be on there and they weren't able to get on. And then there were other people that I didn't know that were invited by some people that I had invited. And they were all entrepreneurs. And it was a very vibrant, interactive class. As I began to, they've been entrepreneurs for a while. So as I began to speak, you know, there were things that I was saying about this. Are you struggling with a lack of focus, no clear vision, constantly changing priorities, overwhelmed, all of these things that seem to be outside of us? Mm-hmm. What I shared with them is what you and I already know, is that we don't have a problem with strategy. We're very brilliant. We're smart. We can Google strategy. We can call somebody, right? We can get through a to-do list, but it's our emotional pain that is blocking. And if we don't see that pain, we don't understand that, we won't even make the connection. Mm-hmm. And so as I began to talk to them and just ask them different questions, like, you know, what is top of mind for you? What do you worry about? What do you go to sleep with? You know,
what wakes you up at night?
Yes. And they began to share. And at the end of this process, one of the young ladies, you know, I talked about my 12-month program, but I didn't actually talk about it. I just mentioned it because they were entrepreneurs. And one of the ladies, she said to me, you know, I work for the military, and today I found out it was going to be my last day, that I'm not, my job is not going to continue. She said, they'll actually tell me when my last day is. Friday, which is today. And I was talking about the need for community, because people feel so alone in their situation. And we hear it all the time. You're not alone. Other people are having this experience. But when it's you and you don't feel comfortable in sharing it with people, it can feel like you're alone. And it's worse if you're in the midst of people, but you can't share. You know, you're physically close, but it feels like you're a billion miles away. And that's really painful. And so as we went through that, I said, you know, one of the things that I'm doing is creating a community on Facebook for the Sacred Spaces movement. And I hadn't done it yet, but because I saw a need right there, you know, among like 8 to 10 women, I said, I committed, I'm going to get it done. I have a lot of things to do, but by Saturday, that will be complete. Because right there, we began to talk and to share. And I said, what if we went out and for 10 days, we did a challenge? And the challenge is to go serve someone. So we go serve our clients, find out what they need, serve them, charge them $100. Why don't we just go get 10 clients, make $1,000, and then take $500 and sew into her? And wow, we're like awesome. So inspired because, you know, several of them was like, they said, if I had the money right now, I would write the check. That's a mind shift, right? That's a mind shift. I said, what would we create right here just among us, right? You all still have your jobs. You have your business. You're okay. But we go out there and we create a story, not just for ourselves, but collectively as a community. And then we sow into somebody else who is raising up leaders among young women. Well, how would that change her story? How would that inspire people? And, you know, when I saw how they were just taking in all of this and they said, oh my God, this makes sense to me. You know, I was thinking about this. But you know, when you're in business and you're by yourself, it's a struggle to be an entrepreneur anyway. You're going against the majority of the population.
Yeah. And especially if you're a female.
Yes. Yeah.
Because you've never been brought into right relationship with earning the same value and money as a man. And we're still, you know, outdoing the patriarchal society. And so to be an entrepreneur, to even qualify for loans or even to get the funding that you need to get your business off the ground, that's one of the biggest hurdles. That's one of the reasons my business, what I'm going to be doing this year, one of my goals is to, my business is Cornelia Stephanie is the business for profit. I'm establishing a nonprofit organization called the Cornelia Stephanie Foundation that will then make scholarships available for women, 10 to 12 women throughout the year that they're going to be able to apply for so that they can get the loans that they need in order to start their businesses, because I know how hard it was for me to be able to do it. It was ridiculous how hard it was to get it going. And I don't want other women to have to go through that. So it's, again, the part that we are giving back, the things that we've had to endure and learn and overcome. And I appreciate the work that you're doing there with the entrepreneurs and the women. And, you know, let's come together and let's collaborate. And really, I'd love to support and, you know, find out how I can help. And maybe we can start a movement like that over here, what you're talking about, Carlinia, because, you know, the more that we support each other, especially the women, the collaboration is really so important right now, because that is how the new earth is being built. It's like, you know, it depends on where you're at right now in your relationship, first of all, with money. There may be in a different stage that you're at. And also to really find out, you know, have you already healed your relationship with money? Have you already transcended that lack consciousness out of your physical body? And have you already started looking at, you know, where you are financially with everything? That's a really important piece, right? To make peace with that part of your past so that then your business can be laid down on a ground that is authentic and clean and pure. And then your business can have legs, and then you can build on with other people that are here that are ready to support you.
Yes. Yeah. And I really think that money conversation, like, you have a show about that. So is it The Millionaire Mindset?
The Millionaire Imprint for Women. It's going to be
Millionaire Imprint for Women. Yes. I think that's such an important conversation. I saw one of my coaching colleagues, Shazia Imam, have a conversation about money. And there really is, you know, when you have the luxury of saying, oh, every 2 weeks I get this check coming in, right? That's, you're not 100% responsible for your results, because somebody else can at any point in time, like what happened here, say, oh, I'm sorry. And they don't give you any warning. You no longer have a job. And then what? When most people live paycheck to paycheck, it's better to work on that while you have a job than for you to feel like the rug has been pulled from underneath your feet.
Yeah. And Carlini, I just want you to know that, like, all the people in your community, people that you know, I would like to, you know, give them the PDF that's available so we can do this later. But anybody here on the show that is listening to this, I have a PDF that's available for anybody here that lists all of the shows, The Millionaire Imprint for Women. The first season was really all about clearing their relationship with money, all kinds of practical tools. You can do it from the comfort of your own home. We'll give you that. The other thing we'll give you, and I want to give this to you too, is I wrote an ebook on how to change your relationship with money, your emotions, your beliefs, and your thoughts, and how to really shift your relationship. You can get it free also. And I'll give it to you free, Carlinia. And you can give it to all your women and your people over there that really want to be able to change their relationship with money and start that process now. For the audience that's listening to this, you can email me at radio@CorneliaStephanie.com and put ebook in the subject line, and I will be happy to mail it to you for free. So that you can really shift your relationship with money. What you're talking about, Carlini, is you're talking about the survival piece. And we have to be able to feel so good about money, whether you have a dollar in your hand or you have $100 in your hand, you have to be able to know that one is doesn't outweigh the other. The dollar is as valuable as the $100, and that you have to be able to feel rich. You have to be able to feel rich without money. That's really the key. It is the key. If you can feel the abundance, and if you can feel rich, that spiritual richness, to know how absolutely abundant this universe is and how absolutely abundant we are, whether it's, you know, start with, you know, the abundance, noticing the abundance in your relationship, the abundance of good things, you know, the gratitude, building it up until you can really start building up your avalanche of abundance of money in your life. But the bottom line is we have to feel rich without it first.
Yes. And, you know, I heard this acronym a long time ago. Money is my own natural energy yield. So we reclaim our energy from those places where we're sad, hurt, broken. We begin to redirect that towards our vision, towards the reason that we're here. There's an enthusiasm that we bring to life, right? That abundance, because sometimes people are When the rug has been pulled from under them, as I'm sure many people are experiencing right now, that seems good, but I think it may not feel real to them. It may not feel practical because they're so much of their attention is pulled right here. And that's why it's important. I really believe it's important to surround yourself with like-minded people.
Yeah.
People who will lift you up, people who will help to remind you to shift your focus, to change your story, right? Because the things that you feel deeply is what's creating the feelings of desperation and survival and these types of things that keep us spinning.
Yeah.
And in order to change your story, I mean, you talked about the abundance. You can just look outside. You can't even count the number of cards, much less leaves on a tree, blades of grass, right? People in the area, there's so much abundance around us. Money, like I had a mentor, he said, money has never left the planet. It is always in circulation. And oftentimes as givers, we give and we will give. And we don't even consider that in order to be able to continue to give, we have to receive.
Yeah. And you know what, Carlinia, you and I are both, you know, highly integrous in our spirituality. We know, because literally you said it before. You said, I'm not moving until you show me. Meaning that you didn't go out and go, okay, I'm going to go and apply for this job, or I'm going to go do this. Because you really wanted to understand what was really the movement that God wanted for you. You literally surrendered yourself into that moment, and you probably didn't care what your ego was saying or what phone calls were happening or whatever, because you were so surrendered to this experience, right?
Really
wanting to find out and shift that energy on the planet, for the planet, because what you do for one, you do for all. And I just want to make note, that the Company of Heaven is so proud of us. The Company of Heaven is so proud of us.
The Company of Heaven.
And you know what? Honestly, is like, we didn't get paid for this. We should have been paid millions and millions of dollars for the work that we've done, right? We should have been paid millions of dollars. That's still coming. That is still coming. But the point is, we didn't get paid during the time that we were doing this work, where literally it's like our basic needs were not provided for.
Right.
You know, we didn't get paid to do this heavy lifting. And now that the heavy lifting is done, feel that it's okay, because we've already been there, and we can tell you that we've been there, and that you said it here in your notes, that what if you don't have enough money to pay your mortgage? What is your strategy, Carlinia? What do you do when you don't have enough money to pay your mortgage?
You know what? As I heard, there's never a lack of resources. There's a lack of resourcefulness. And so oftentimes that's what we're focused on. How am I going to do this? And we have like a one-track mind. But there are people around you. And when you're present and when you're available and when you're connected to people and you're able to be vulnerable and open, and just, you're not literally asking them for something, but you're just letting them know where you are and what's happening. You never know what that person may be able to sow into you. They may be able to connect you to a resource, but what did God put in your hand? See, because there's something that if you lived on this earth for 30 or more years, that you're able to do with your eyes closed that somebody else is willing to pay for, right?
Yeah.
Willing to look outside of your comfort zone and outside of what you already know. And money is not a conversation that, you know, wealthy people have conversations about money all the time, but for the majority of people, they're not having conversations about money. It's something you don't talk about. You don't tell people about your money concerns, your problems, those type of things. And we're saying it's time to change your story, because you don't have to suffer alone. You don't have to suffer in silence. Many people have, you know, they have different ways that they deal with things. But I think beginning to just be honest with right where you are and not deny what is in front of you. Be willing to embrace where you are. Look, you know, what are your resources? What do you have? What are you able and capable of doing? You start there. And as you begin to take one step, doors begin to open. You're not going to see the end, you know, right here. But if you keep walking, if you keep staying present, if you keep staying connected to where you are, things begin to open up for you.
I love that. I love that. With that, we're going to take a quick break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back with Carlinia Springer.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Mm-hmm.
The knowledge book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We were talking on the break, Carlinio was saying when life slams you and, you know, things happen that you just don't have any control over, the practice is surrender, is to really learn how to surrender to the greater good, to surrender to your creator, to surrender with your hands up and say, I don't know how. And really let that humbleness take over and allow for the spirit, the Holy Grace, the Holy Spirit to work through you, to really open up a new avenue that you haven't considered yet before. It's one of my favorite practices is surrendering, you know, living in a state of surrender. It's like, don't resist, you know, because it's the resistance that's keeping it from you. So, you know, it's always the ego that wants the instant gratification, wants to know that it's going to be secure, that it's got everything that it needs. But unless you've been turning it over to the spirit, right? Unless you've been turning it over to spirit, your life over to spirit, because that's where we're creating the new world from. You know, it was a funny story brings to my attention is when I first started practicing switching roles from where the ego was always in control and planned everything out and had everything all done and all of that, right? When I first started switching over, I would work with my ego in like 30-day increments, okay? Because initially when I would take these steps, the ego was screaming at me at the top of my lungs going, what about me? What about me? What about me? Right? And it was like, I understand how afraid you are that we're changing things. But I said, I can't function with you screaming in my ears. You know, you have to give me a chance. You have to give spirit a chance to come up with, you know, to change this relationship. For the old story, we've done everything your way. And now we're switching roles, right? And it's really allowing spirit the new way, letting spirit, the intuitive, the higher guidance, the higher love, the divine plan to, you know, shower you with miracles in your life. But you have to be the receiver and the recipient of it, right, Carlene?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, often that's a battle. You talked about it screaming at you. It's a battle, and we're used to operating from our brain, from our logic. And so if things are not logical to us, if they don't make sense to us, we don't understand it, we're fighting the reality that is. We're fighting our own expansion. We're fighting the peace of mind and the freedom that we want. And what's happening in our environment is a reflection of, you know, what's going on inside of us. And if we don't understand that, and if we're unwilling to look at that, life just gets more and more difficult until it forces you to surrender. I was telling you during the break, it's really nice to be able to be in a place where you can practice, consciously practice surrender when you realize that you are in resistance, because you can recognize that. But oftentimes people get slammed up against the wall, like the shutdown that people are, you know, that we were talking about, that people are experiencing right now. And I want you to ask yourself, Where are you shut down? Where have you been shut down in your life? Because everything outside of you reflects something going on inside of you. And it has nothing to do with blame or shame or guilt or anything like that. It's just a recognition that this is the nature of reality. And if you don't have to agree with it, you can keep fighting. You can keep fighting the reality that is, or you could say, you know what, I'm tired. Like Cornelia said, I give up. I surrender. You know, I don't understand how all of this spirituality thing works, but we're telling you there's some spiritual laws and principles, and what is going on inside of you is reflected on the outside. And so if you have been a part of the government shutdown, your stories may be different. Perhaps you've known for a long time that you needed to branch out on your own. And you've started the process, and maybe you would have moved more aggressively if you knew this was coming, right? Maybe it's just been an idea in your mind that you have not even looked at. But I'd say right now is the time to begin to develop that gift that God put in you, because your gift will free you. Your gift will save you. It will save you from this place of lack that you find yourself in. And if you have already been working, some people have already been working aggressively on their dream, on their vision, and this is just an opportunity for them to turn their attention with even greater energy towards that and really launch the movement or move that they have been trying to make. And so it really takes, right, Cornelia, it takes some willingness to be introspective. Yeah. And to say, you know, where can I make a change? What else can I do to create money? I said it's my own natural energy you. What are you able to do? There's some people drive Lyft, some people drive Uber, people walk dogs. They do things that will handle their day-to-day expenses, right? It may not be something that you actually want to do, but it's something that you can do. Another thing is, I spoke to a lady not too long ago, and she said, many people overlook this. Go and volunteer, because you never know the connections that you make. And sometimes those are the best connections you make when you go and you volunteer your time and your service to make a difference in somebody else's life.
Yeah, I love that part. Everything you said, it's like, oh my God, I want to stop you here and there and say all these things. I just want to say to you, just, I have so much respect for you. You're such a high priestess energy. You're, you know, really modeling heaven on earth. And that's really what this show is. It's an anchoring place to show you that, you know, heaven is a state of consciousness. It's a state of consciousness. And we don't have to die to go to heaven. We just have to let the old part of ourselves, the one that's afraid, the ego, the control, the manipulation, all that old energy, we have to let that go so that we can give birth to a higher part of yourself, your new life? What is it that really lights you up? What is it that you, how is it that you want to tell your story? How do you want to live your life? What are your core values? What are you, what's true for you? And I love what you said about the shutdown. If you're experiencing the shutdown, you know, if you're part of that, it's where you said, there's a shutdown. Look at where the shutdown is happening within you. Because again, it's shut down. And if there, what feelings does that bring up for you? Powerlessness, you know, non-security. I'm going to lose this. I'm going to lose this. I'm going to lose this. So lose all of those old feelings. Let all of those old feelings go. Let that go. I'm transcending this energy. I'm letting this go. I'm letting this go. And then claim what it is that you really want now.
Yeah.
Right. Claim what it is that you really want now. You know,
can you tell them how to let it go? Because they'll be thinking like it's a head conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't let those feelings go just by talking, right? It's a process.
Yeah.
So share with them how you actually let go of the feelings.
Yeah. You feel it. You feel the energy. It's like, let's just say, for instance, if that was me, any event, it doesn't matter if it's a relationship, if it's money, security issues, shutdown, any event that triggers you, that's a catalyst for the trigger, where you feel triggered and you anger becomes activated in you or whatever it is. And now all of a sudden you feel pissed off. You're pissed. You feel, you know, maybe depressed. You feel pissed, whatever it is. But to be able to go, wow, I'm feeling this, to really acknowledge what the feelings are, and then going, I am releasing this energy. I am letting this energy go, feeling it, feeling the loss, feeling the separation, feel what it would feel like to be shut down and not have what it is that you need. Feel that. That's a really core way to transcend that, is to feel it, to, you know, in my book, I have this line that that I process the universe through my physical body. When I first started doing this process of releasing, emotionally releasing and processing, now when people see me, they always say to me, you always seem so joyful. You always seem so happy. You seem so, it's not a seem. It's really, I am.
That is how you are. Yeah.
I used to not be that way. But I process loss. So I would look at particular timelines, like processing the loss of my dog, processing the loss of my mother, processing the loss of my home, processing the loss before it even happened, because I don't want to be attached to this energy. I don't want to be afraid of this energy. I want to be free of it. I want to be free of it because loss happens. Loss happens in life. And it's not in my control. Nothing. That is not in my control. The only control I have is how I respond. That's it. Pretty much that's it. The relationship I have with my creator and how I respond to the events that are showing up in my life. That's it. Everything else is not in my control. And so it's a freeing piece. It's a freeing piece because everyone gets to choose their journey. So if I lose something, it's because someone else made a choice. And I can't lose something that is divinely meant to be mine.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Right? I just got
something about FAIR. And one of the acronyms for FAIR is face everything and rise. And so when you face your feelings of, oh my God, what if I don't get called back to work? And what that feels like, right? That's you processing it. Be in that place and watch. If that happens, watch the shift that begins to take place.
Exactly. Because again, it's the fear. There's two emotions, love and fear. And under the love category, you got happiness, joy, harmony, peace, you know, abundance, all these good feelings. And then on the fear emotions, you've got sadness, depression, anger, you've got those. And so if there is a fear, I'm afraid of this loss, I'm afraid I'm not going to have enough money. I find this also with people that have a lot of money. They're always worried they're going to run out. So they're worried they're going to run out. So even people that have a lot of money have the same core wounding. They're processing a low self-worth, the lack of consciousness, the lack energy out of their physicality, out of their physical body, so that they can move into right relationship with the truth. And the truth yes. is that you are a harmonious universe within yourself, and the universe is abundant. And there is just endless and endless and endless of abundance that's available for us. And to move into to that feeling of richness and joy and abundance from an emotional place that's matched with a belief, that's matched with the thoughts in your body.
So and then your actions.
And your actions, and that you show up in it. You know, if you're feeling, the lack, is one of my mantras is, I cast this burden of lack. I cast this burden of lack onto the Christ within.
Hmm.
Right? I cast this burden of lack onto the Christ within. Releases me immediately, because the Christ within, the Savior within, has got it covered.
Yes. Yeah. That's letting go and letting God, right?
Yeah.
Literally yeah. letting go and letting God.
Yeah. Yeah. So Carlinia, what else do you want to talk about? We have just a few short minutes. I know that you're running a program, you're doing a Facebook Live. Let's tell the listeners, first of all, how they can get in contact with you and what it is that you're offering, and you know, how people can reach you.
Oh, okay. So you can reach me through my email, which is themetaphysicalmom@gmail.com. And that's T-H-E-M-E-T-A, physical, P-H-Y-S-I-C-A-L, mom@gmail.com. And so in a couple of weeks, I'll be running a 10-day challenge called Spirit Speaks, Are You Listening? And it's about awakening your intuition and removing fear and doubt. And so if you're interested in participating in that, just send me an email with your first and last name, and I'll send you the information. But I think right now, when, you know, we see this, what's happening with the government, the wall, the babies being put into jails, pretty much, families being separated, there's a tremendous amount of fear, anger, and rage on the planet. And so those of us who understand energy, we have to do what we can to heal our wounds and to help those around us process their wounds, because there's so many people that don't know how to do that. But that anger and rage within us is feeding the fear that we see in our greater reality, and we can actually shift that. And so I say it's time. It really is time to shift. We can't shift the larger story until we shift our own. Until we take personal responsibility, when we begin to embrace ourselves with compassion, the fear, the anger, the rage, when we begin to embrace it and listen to it as if it was our little child or a pet or something, you know, that was upset, you would comfort it. We begin to harness that energy. And after some practice, you'll be able to redirect that energy, because that's the energy that will fuel your vision, fuel your work on the planet. And I truly believe that as each one of us, Cornelia, release what I call turn on heart lights, right, around us, we will organically dismantle this system of injustice.
Wow.
Take a stand for ourselves. We have to take a stand for our life first. You can't care about what other people think about you. You have to take care of you before you can take care of anybody else.
Yeah. Those are such wise words. So the 10-day challenge is when? What is the date?
You know, I don't have the date right in front of me. I want to say not this Monday, but the following. So maybe that's the 21st.
Okay. Is it the 21st of January? Okay, yeah, because it's Martin Luther King Day that day.
Oh, that is? Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the day. And then is this on Facebook or?
I'll run it on Facebook, but it's not on there yet, so they can email me.
Yeah, they can email you. Because you know what, Carlina, I think what I would like to do with you is also, you know, invite you to come onto my Facebook Lives on Friday to, you know, share this piece, what you're talking about, and then maybe your entrepreneur thing with the women that you're doing, that to, and then, you know, always help offer the next piece so that people can tap in to the different collaborative resources that we're offering, yes, to, you know, with this work. So, because you're doing that, you're doing that challenge that in 10 days, probably on January 21st.
21st, yeah.
Martin Luther King Day. So that is a perfect day. And yes, they can email you at the metaphysical mom, right?
At, yes, gmail.com. At gmail. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. The other thing I want to say is for those people that are just beginning to do emotional processing, I want to tell you this too, Carlina, on my website for free, I have a processing technique. You can download it. It's for free. It's an anger management technique and an emotional processing technique that gets you started so that when you get triggered that you can go, oh, what is this about? And then it'll take you through the process. It's free. It's free. So go to CorneliaStephanie.com and there's a box on the bottom that says, are you new to Cornelia's work? Click on that. And the processing techniques and everything is right there. It's free. You can download it. Because that's really where your wealth is. It's in your emotions.
Yes.
That's the place. That's where the pain body is. Your trauma from the past. Everything that's happening right now with the government and all of the shutdown and everything, that's an event that there's also triggers that are happening in your physical body that are the DNA that's coming up to be released. That event alone couldn't trigger that much discomfort. It's the DNA, the stuff that you've held in your emotional body for so long that's now coming up to be released, triggered by that event as a gift to you, even though it may be painful.
Yes, I was going to say it doesn't feel good, but know that it's good because it's coming up to come out. And that's what's good.
Yeah, coming up to come out. What else would you like to say?
The invitation.
Yeah, the invitation. Oh, yeah. Yes.
I just wanted to share with you all the invitation. It's a poem by Oriah Mountain Dreamer, and it is so powerful. It says, it doesn't interest me what you do for a living. I want to know what you ache for and if you dare to dream of meeting your heart's longing. It doesn't interest me how old you are. I want to know if you will risk looking like a fool for love, for your dream, for the adventure of being alive. It doesn't interest me what planets are squaring your moon. I want to know if you have touched the center of your own sorrow, if you have been opened by life's betrayals or have become shriveled and closed from fear of further pain. I want to know if you can sit with pain, mine or your own, without moving to hide it, fade it, or fix it. I want to know if you can be with joy, mine or your own, if you can dance with wildness and let the ecstasy fill you to the tips of your fingers and toes without cautioning us to be careful or realistic, to remember the limitations of being human. It doesn't interest me if the story you are telling me is true. I want to know if you can disappoint another to be true to yourself, if you can bear the accusation of betrayal and not betray your own soul, if you can be faithless and therefore trustworthy. I want to know if you can see beauty even when it's not pretty every day, and if you can source your own life from its presence. I want to know if you can live with failure, yours and mine, and still stand at the edge of the lake and shout to the silver of the moon, of the full moon, yes. It doesn't interest me to know where you live or how much money you have. I want to know if you can get up after a night of grief and despair, weary and bruised to the bone, and do what needs to be done to feed the children. It doesn't interest me who you are, who you know, or how you came to be here. I want to know if you will stand in the center of the fire with me and not shrink back. It doesn't interest me where or what or with whom you have studied. I want to know what sustains you from the inside when all else falls away. I want to know if you can be alone with yourself and if you truly like the company you keep in the empty moments.
I'm so glad that you brought that. Oh my God. It is.
I love that.
So profound. It's so profound. I think you can Google it and it's on Google if you want that. If you want that. I want everybody to share this video with all the people that you love and that you know. Carlinia, you're amazing. Thank you so much for bringing your gifts and for doing the good world that the good work that you're doing. I love you. Thank you so much. And again, we'll see you again next month on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Thanks everybody for tuning in and listening and help us share this message with the world. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.